deserve of this real knowledge. Like this here. Talk to him. Give him some. Skin to skin. Bones to clones. Never leave your mind.
Welcome, welcome, friends, family, and disgruntled listeners to the 10th edition of To The Maroon, a show about everything and nothing. And 10. Wow. I can't believe we got here. I'm the kind of person that starts a million projects and doesn't finish them, right? Like, I'm the kind of guy that starts a movie and I'm at act one, scene two, and I'm going in my head, this thing is still going? We're not done with this? So the fact that we're at the 10th edition is, I'm going to throw myself a little parade in my honor. And speaking of myself, I am your host, Danny, a.k.a. Captain Maroon, and I will be joined by my co-host, Corporal Maroon, Sean, the Big Hoss. And in today's pod, is history repeating itself? And are we expecting a different result? Is this not the definition of insanity? Oh, is Trump the fall guy? Talk a little bit about that. How everyone thinks they are Tony Danza. Because it's true. We talk about how I have not ADHD, but ADDD, attention distraction deficit disorder, which I'm just making up on the spot. I didn't even know you can, honestly, in the H, I don't know if you can add the hyperactive for me when I have the motivation of an adolescent sloth after a meal. But here we are. We get a little Oreo history. Oh, and we get a Shaq and Cat Williams sighting. Oh, buckle in. Can't wait. And with that, my fellow Maroons, let's go on a journey. Philosopher, start us on a good note.
Honey bar boy, give it. West Coast back in the fold, bringing the fire like that Santa Ana window. Sooner or later, gotta acknowledge this game. OG balance with that Minecraft thing. Hood to hood connections all across the globe. Putting these vibes back where they belong. Been better since I stepped onto the scene. Kind of lyrics make your mama wanna sing. Unlock these doors, let me in. It's a philosopher with the gift of being. Musical tracks beginning to the end. California.
I'm looking for. So you said you had a topic.
The other thing I'm seeing too, again, not in real life, but in online, is like, oh man, things are gonna go great now. We're going to restore this country.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
restore it.
Like, didn't you do this 4 years ago? Like, what is going on? Like,
yep.
We're just looping in time. And you had brought up something before about like how time is moving so fast now. Like, I think like the lockdown was some sort of like occult ritual or some shit. And now like time is all fucked up. And either it's moving fast or it's just repeating. And people are so, like, you know, brainwashed, I'll say. There we go. That they don't even know what's going on. But we did all this already. We did all this. We're doing it again. It's boring.
You're like,
it needs to be exciting.
You're like choking on food while doing this. Which is
I got a fucking cough that will not go away. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, my bad. I thought you were choking on the food that you were trying to eat while you're
while I'm talking and shoving it down my throat at the same time.
You're talking about
this is not entertaining.
This is entertainment as you're just like fucking pure gluttony. You know, pure consumption. But dude, I didn't realize the cough was a medical thing. Now you made it weird and sad. Anyway, moving on. Let's just say you can delay this bubble, which they've been doing, but the more you delay it, the worse it is. And I don't know when that bubble is going to burst, but it feels like at some point that shoe's going to drop. And that's why I feel like there's such a move to crypto and Bitcoin, man. Switch into that. I'm switching to that just because the United States seems to really be backing Bitcoin. Have you noticed in crypto and the billionaires and all that? At first, they were dogging it. Oh, this is stupid and all that. I wonder if that was intentional to keep the price low so they could buy a bunch. And now they're pumping it up because it's almost like, and this is going to sound crazy, it's almost like crypto and specifically Bitcoin is like a hedge against the US dollar. And the US economy is, at least the elite and the people who have a lot of money, are hedging US dollars against a thing that's a hedge against the US dollar. And they're going to make a bunch of money. It's insane. It's going to work. Because in it, dude, the price is already going up. Do you see it? It's fucking, it's going up. I just think it's very funny how the thing that's a hedge against the US dollar, at least that was one of the intentions and kind of fiat currency in general. There's going to be billions in fiat currency, specifically in US dollar, poured into it. And that's why you're seeing Super Bowl ads and everything's pro-Bitcoin and everything's we need to, you know, look at crypto. We need to tax it and make sure, you know, that we're doing this the right way, except Bitcoin. We need to make sure that, you know, there's no cryptos coming in and there's no market manipulation. And there's no one like Musk talking on SNL about Dogecoin and the price is going up. And we need to make sure everything's on the straight and narrow. Except for Bitcoin.
Trump is pro Bitcoin. Kamala is actually pro Bitcoin too. Like they started off anti, but yeah, particularly for the election, both the major candidates were pro, you know, like, we're totally fine with it. And I think everything you talked about, and what I was laughing in the beginning and laughing throughout, is like, oh my God. Cause I'll say what I think and then try and explain a little bit. Yeah. Trump is the fall guy. He is.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I'm more on the opinion of it's a selection more than an election. I think at the end of the day, the oligarchy, ruling class, whatever you want to call it, they have a lot more power to manipulate the vote. It's so close that I think there was enough for them to do that either way. And it's like, hey, do we want, like, if things go south, who's going to be, you know, is anyone going to believe that it's Kamala's fault? I mean, she's just such an empty vessel that she'll do any, you know, she is, tell me what to do and I'll do it. That's who she is. Whereas Trump, you know, he's the bull in the china shop. So let's put him in charge, get everything done that we want to get, particularly all the cuts. And then when it breaks, then we'll just blame him for it. And we'll get everybody to impeach him or whatever. And then we have all these like criminal lawsuits against him. We'll just resume that and get rid of him and then blame him when we cut Medicare and Social Security and food stamps, which in 2016, Trump was the only Republican candidate who said, I'm not going to cut Social Security and Medicare. And he got a lot of support for that. And then probably like a week before the Tuesday, so like last Tuesday, Elon Musk has this whole thing about like nothing is off the table and Trump has appointed me the Secretary of Government Efficiency and we're going to cut Medicare, Social Security, food stamps, DACA, every program imaginable except for military spending, of course.
Of course.
So everything's on the table except for the military industrial complex. That's not. Yeah. So of what a shock. So we're not cutting everything. We're just cutting, you know, whatever is seen as like for the lesser humans, the elderly and the poor and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. That's what we're going to cut. And it's just going to go it's going to go to the deficit. He is promising you your lives are going to get really bad and he still gets votes. He's saying I'm going to cut everything and he still won. So it's got to be like the oligarchy's like, hey, let's put this guy in charge. let him do the cuts that we want to do, and then blame him when it falls apart.
Well, I think they're going to get that's so funny that, yeah, that he's saying, yeah, I'm going to cut all these things, and everyone's like, yeah, let's still vote for him.
I'm surprised he said that a week. He could have waited. But no, he says that a week before the election. Oh, yeah, we're going to do all these austerity cuts.
Yeah, no, but I think that's exactly what's going to happen because they have to at this point. They're going to do all these massive cuts. So they're going to get what they want. They're going to get all these massive cuts. And then one person's going to get blamed, and it's going to be Trump. And so once he gets out, people are going to be like, thank God. Now we got to go back to to spending. Or, you know, it depends on who wins, obviously.
Yeah.
But if a Democrat comes in, then you know it's going to go back. We got to go back. We got to anti. We got to reverse what Trump did. And this is kind of what drives me a little nutty with our system, is that they're now so extreme now, both sides, so polar opposites. And because of our electoral college, and because we're so divided as a country, I feel like it's always going to go back and forth, because just always does, right? It goes flips and flips and flips and flips. And what's going to happen?
Isn't that a coincidence?
Indiana, right? Funny how that works. And what whoever comes into office basically just blames the prior office for everything, and then tries to unfuck what they did, or passes stuff that the other guys then have to come in and try to unfuck. And it just seems like it's just round and round it goes. And the main, like, benefactor is the MIC, as you said. Mm-hmm. It seems like over and over again, the spending always seems to go to that. And, you know, the cuts never seem to happen there. And if there's a bunch of money that is missing in that area, it's like, well, you know, what are you going to do? Let's not have an audit. But if you're off, you know, $500 on your taxes, you better believe.
Oh, yeah. We'll send fucking U.S. Marshals to come fucking execute you. No.
U.S. Marshals. It's like a firing squad outside your house.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
You're down $500.
And, you know, they see, you know, you were talking about who's the beneficiaries. Oh, so there's three that they're really pissed off about. One is the MIC. Two is the state of Israel, which is basically our, you know, we are their proxy state.
Yeah.
We do their bidding. And then they're really pissed off about vaccines. So the nickname that the truthers give Trump is Daddy Warp Speed. They will never forgive him for doing Operation Warp Speed. And the picture they had of, you know, this is of Trump winning, is it's Trump, you know, with his big smile on his face, and he's got his arm around Kamala Harris, and there's a big flag of Israel behind them, and he's smiling, and Kamala's smiling, and they're both holding up syringes, and then Trump's shirt says, I am the father of the vaccine.
So stupid.
So fucking ridiculous.
Wow, that's some effort, dude.
Oh, that's my God. It was so funny. And it just, like, you know, it just shows, like, what people, you know, just kind of what people are thinking, what they're angry about, what they're focused on. So, like, for me, the focus this election was Gaza, because I'm a member of the radical left. Not the left, the radical left. And the one thing was Gaza. Stop dropping bombs on Palestinian children. And Kamala's response was, we're working round the clock. And Joe Biden's response was, go fuck yourself. And the Democratic Party's response was, get in line and vote for Kamala because, you know, whatever. It'll be worse with the other person. The usual. Yeah. We're not going to do anything that you want. You have to still vote for us because orange man bad. So
it's like, I don't know why people think that, you know, things are going to change. Yes. But things always change, I guess, is where I'm going. Like, it was going to change anyway. And,
This doesn't change. And what it's It's not going to change for the better, by the way. Make sure. It was never going to change for better. It's just, do you want this pile of shit or that pile of shit?
Yeah.
And we've been so, like, we're so depleted. We're so exhausted that it's like, I want that pile of shit. Like, okay. Good luck to you.
That's why I don't like the, like, I have my distractions, as you know. Play my little
as just everybody.
Yeah. You know, play, watch some sports. And yeah, because politics is just super fucking frustrating for almost all of it. It never seems like, oh, this is fun. So yeah, I
win when you win.
Yeah. I just try to avoid it for the most part, unless it's obviously an election. What would you say? Season.
Yeah.
And this is the pretty big one. You know, this is the one of the main ones. I'd say the main one. So who doesn't get wrapped up in it? It's kind of like the World Cup, you know? Like,
exactly. Yeah.
You don't really follow soccer, but then you get really wrapped up in the World Cup. It's every 4 years. You're like, ooh, Brazil's in it. This is fun.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. With politics, it just seems like, yeah, someone wins, and then it seems like half the country is like, this is bullshit. And I feel like that's a beautiful system that they've developed here, because half the country will always be mad and blame the other half. And be mad at them and blame whoever's in charge. Half the country will be happy. Half the country will blame the guys in charge. And then whatever was going to happen was probably going to happen anyway, because they're just a mouthpiece. People don't believe me.
They're put in place to enact the agenda.
Yeah.
And
I was telling someone that if you think that the buck stops with the president,
I got a fucking bag of shit to sell you.
I got a plot of land on the moon.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sell you 10,000 acres.
Moon acreage, too.
Yeah, moon acreage. So, and you can jump wherever you want. Like, if you don't like one acre, you can just bounce to another one. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And you have
probably there's no neighbors. There's no Bidenomics up on the moon. There's no
Bidenomics. Actually, the fantasy leagues are higher scoring on the moon. It's actually double points for touchdowns, so makes it more fun.
And there is actually Bidenomics on them.
Turns out there actually is. Turns out even the aliens go, when their spaceship breaks down, they go, thanks a lot, Joe. They're from the future. They've somehow developed faster than light travel. But then, you know, they get struck by a lightning bolt, and as they're going down, their last thoughts are, thanks a lot, Joe Biden. Next topic. Like, I feel like a lot of people, they're like, oh, well, I want to be the manager. Like, perfect example where I work, which I won't name. Everyone wants to be the fucking boss, or the department lead, or the manager, or the head. Everyone wants to be admin. Everyone wants to be a manager. And what happens is, it's not even like everyone wants to be a captain. Everyone wants to be like this weird middle management, and they think they have power because like their job has a title and they could like tell people what to do because they have like an underling working for them or a couple. And it's like, dude, you don't know anything. Like, the problem with society now is that no one knows how to do anything. Everyone knows how to do, like, if we were building a car, it's like, well, what can you build the car from scratch? Well, no, I'm the wheel guy. Yeah, it's just a problem, man. I feel like no one really knows how to do anything. It's very alarming. The amount of questions I get where you could just Google it and the AI will tell you, and I don't trust the AI, the first result with the AI. Like, there's been a lot of times where I've had to actually read an article written by a human being who's actually had experience doing the thing I'm asking, and it solves the question or whatever.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, like the AI didn't get it right. Okay, this is the answer. But the AI, I will say, does answer maybe 2/3 of the shit, you know, 70%, something like that. It's like, did you guys even Google a lot of this stuff? It's like, no. Can you find a TV for me? Yeah, sure. What size do you want? 70-inch. Yeah, boom. How'd you find this? I typed in 70-inch TV into a search engine. And lo and behold, we live in a fucking a corporate world where everything's for sale. And what a shock. A bunch of, you know, I got a bunch of hits because I want to buy something. Wow. People don't even try stuff, dude. People don't even try stuff. It's just sad. It's sad.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, exhausted, jaded, all of that. And I don't know, for me, I mean, you were talking a little bit about Gen Z and millennials. I think that's everybody. It's just sort of like, it's easy to pick on the, you know, the newcomers. But I mean, it's like, yeah, everyone, they want the power, but they don't want any of the responsibility. And, you know, hey, who's not like that? But I know, you know, speaking of, you know, and I won't say where I work, but in my place, man, like I have been completely dissuaded from any of that. Because as soon as you get to middle management, where you get a little bit of power, you call the shots, like you were talking about. Ooh. Well, now you're being squished by the, you know, whatever, the leadership, the top people. You're being squished, and then you got all your workers under you. And so you're in like a fucking panini fucking, you know, being cooked. Man, like I do not want that at all.
Next topic.
If they get, I forget what it is, but like, I think if like the president or, there's something like if the election is fraudulent or something, like, okay, we got to elect a new president. There's something where it's like, oh, well, the U.S. House elects the president. It's like, we don't have enough time to do an election, so you're going to elect a president. And who better than my girl, Hillary Clinton?
My girl.
And
are you going to be singing that song? My girl.
Oh, I'm going to be singing My Girl, and she will not have gotten a single vote, and she will be president. And
oh, you're she'll have say, one vote.
Oh, yeah.
To her
heart,
and that's you.
100%.
The outside, and you're Cusack, holding the boombox.
Oh, and you're going to be sitting there, arms crossed, mean mugging me, saying, "Huh, you got lucky." Dude, and I'm going to say, I did get lucky.
Yeah, you and Hillary will start a relationship, and I'm going to be like your biggest hater of that ship. Like, everyone will be shipping it online. Like, oh man, they should date. And I'll be like in the comments, like, they shouldn't. They'd make a terrible couple.
They have no chemistry at all.
They have no chemistry at all. I think he genuinely hates her. I think he just actually hates her. I don't think it's a will they, won't they. I think it's just won't they. Like, no, but think about it. Maybe they're meant to be. Yeah, meant to be hating each other.
Yeah, I mean, there's going to be a lot of hate there, but hey, I mean, I got to win my bet no matter what.
Yeah. Or you end up dating and I'm just hating the whole thing. I'm just like, look how happy he is. I'm so jealous. There's photos of you with Hillary at like a gala. And I'm like,
yeah,
look at him. Look at him in his little power suit.
I have like a pantsuit like she does, and it has the shoulder pads. And it's like,
you have the shoulder pad suit. The feet. Oh man, that'd be great. That'd be good stuff. Incoming hard transition. Oh man.
Yeah. I ate, you know what I ate Oreo. Don't, yeah. That's what I got to remember. Who am I to give advice? Sean, don't eat Oreos. The fuck was I thinking? I got the double stuffed Oreos too, which are basically single stuff nadowadays because that's how they get you.
I told you, didn't I tell you about this whole thing?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and it was exactly, you were exactly right. I opened them up. It's like, oh, this is a regular Oreo.
Yep.
And guess what? I still ate it.
Well, of course.
I'm a fucking chump.
Don't get me wrong. Oreos are still delicious. But what infuriates me with Oreos is they clearly skimped on the icing. Like, if they just didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It's the, and like, I was telling Nick about this. I went on a whole, like, 10-minute rant about the whole, because they were like, really? they couldn't, this was like whatever it was, like I feel like it was almost a year ago, maybe it was like 6 months or, but I was just going like, yeah, man, like a regular Oreo, the icing is so thin. They're basically like thin mint. I mean, it's, there's no icing. It's just the cookie. Like there's very little icing. And a double stuffed Oreo is pretty much what a regular Oreo, regular. It's what a regular Oreo used to be. What is double stuffed now, Oreo, is a regular Oreo. And if you get the mega stuff, I think it's called, it's a triple stuff or mega stuff, whatever it is. That is what double stuff used to be. So basically, they just charge more money for the double stuff, called a different name, and then they just reduce the icing on the regular Oreo. And it's basically just cookie. And the other thing about Oreo is that we did a little experiment because I bought the different sizes. Remember, I was telling you, like, I wanted to show them, like, visually. I was like, Nick, no, you know, I'm going to bring them in. We're going
to have you got to see it to believe it.
You got
to
see it. We pulled out all the different Oreos. And one of the things we did was we put the Oreo, one of them, on, like, a napkin. And we just left it there. After a couple weeks, the napkin was just completely wet with the oil. It's crazy. You don't realize how much oil is in those things.
Oh, yeah. Jesus Christ. I don't even want to think about it.
Yeah. So, like, it made me look at Oreos totally differently. I'm like, right. That's not just, like, some little cookie. That's, like, fucking covered in fucking oil. I've just looked at, like, so many things differently, dude. Like, eating and what I eat and the xanthan gum, how that made me fucking sick, and the fucking oil and Oreos and how there's sugar and everything.
Well, I think, you know, kind of I'll piggyback on what you're saying, not to keep the momentum going, is like, you know, all the, you know, shit that like is in our food and stuff like that. Particularly the microplastics, as we've talked about, is, geez, maybe you said it, but I'm going to say it again. I'm going to take this as my own. It's like, oh, it's killing us. And like my flu, I had a, you know, and I think, you know, I guess I thought I was pretty healthy. Obviously not, because I had the flu. I was out hard for like a week. This is the third week and I'm still recovering.
So it's just like the flu just got fucking worse, because I've had some colds too where I'm like, damn, I thought as you get older, I don't remember my parents getting sick. You know what I mean? I don't remember my parents having like a lot of sick days.
Yeah, I think we as a population are just getting sick a lot more. And it's gotta
be the food, right?
Food, microplastics, probably shit in our fucking drugs, and the fact that, you know, everybody's hooked on their phones. That's probably not good. So yeah, I mean, there's probably all kinds of shit. Like I'll tell you again, Warhammer. One of the factions is basically like the Wood Elves, but it's in 40K. I think they're like the, I don't know, whatever they are, but they're basically elves, a faction of elves. And they lived in like a society where like all their needs were met, like everything was automated and like they didn't have to work.
Yeah.
And it corrupted them. So one of them, the Dark Elves, they started like enslaving other people to like sacrifice so that they didn't get corrupt. And then another one, they ended up like going back to like an agrarian, like a nomadic lifestyle where they're like hunting boar and shit. And remember, this is like 40,000 years in the future with like spaceships and crap. And they said, no, we're not doing this. We're going to like hunt fucking buffalo or some shit on a planet. And they kind of lived kind of like Native Americans.
Yeah.
And the idea was, cause they said, okay, if we don't go back to this lifestyle, we're going to end up being like corrupted by the void or, you know, whatever the storyline of it is. But it is kind of interesting. It's like, oh yeah, all these phones that answer our questions instantly, like any question you can think of, here's the answer. Anything you want to buy, you push a button. Any of that shit. It's like, oh wait, we're getting sick all the time. Half the population's on antidepressants. The other half is on, you know, some sort of coping mechanism, weed, alcohol, porn, political news, sports news, shopping, that kind of shit. Maybe we're not really going in the right direction. Maybe like the technology that was supposed to free us is, in some ways, I'm being a little hyperbolic here, but it's killing us.
Yeah. I don't know if it's fully hyperbolic. It's, you know, I feel like
a little hyperbolic.
Yeah. But I think the technology is kind of killing us in the sense that it's killing our brain cells and our ability to think. I think all the screens, the amount of people I've talked to, and these are like adults who are going, I have ADHD because I have all these screens I'm looking at and all that. You know, I have my, my phone I'm looking at, and I have the TV screen in front of me, and I have my work laptop, and I'm like, yeah, dude, these kids, if we're fucked, these kids are fucked too. Like, there's no shot, man. They're all going to have ADHD, and it's not because of the genes we're passing it on or whatever. It's the fucking society that we have that, I mean, I'm literally talking to you right now. I have three screens in front of me, three big screens. I have it's ridiculous. And when I brought over my buddy who I knew for years when I was growing up as a kid, I haven't talked to him in like, you know, I was telling you, right, Sam, I haven't talked to him in like 15 years or something. He comes over to my house. I'm showing him, you know, my two big screens in my living room to watch sports and how one of them is always on sports. And I showed him my screens and the setup right here that I have in my bedroom. And he just kind of chuckled and he shook his head and he goes, yep, typical Danny. Some things don't change. Just you and the screens. Because I was like this even like a kid with the screens everywhere. And I always had to have a TV screen and a computer screen. I always had to have fucking screens everywhere. And I feel like I have, because I wasn't, I swear when I was, you know, like going back way now, but like when I was like, you know, super young, I didn't have ADHD where I was like, fucking squirrel brain, right? But I definitely have that now. And it shows up in like conversation where I can, my conversations can go a million different places because I, that's how my brain is in a lot of ways. It's like boom, boom, boom. And it's not so much that it's hard for me to focus. It's just like, I guess it is, but you know, it's more of like the sense that all this stimulus that's in front of me and that I'm so used to it, I'm used to focusing on something for 5 minutes. And then there's a knock at the door and someone needs help in IT, or there's a phone call, or there's
an email
comes in, or you have another screen and there's a Teams message, or I have a screen over here and like, oh, I got my notes over here. And then, oh, what's the screen about? Oh, how's the sound level looking? And then, oh, you know, it's like there's always something that keeps you kind of stimulated. I feel like I'm like overstimulated, you know, to the point where I'm like, and I'm so used to it now that my brain is almost like hardwired to be kind of like looking for the next thing, that it's like, it sometimes it's hard for me to have a long conversation where it doesn't go a million different places. Cause that's just where my, you know, fucking mind tends to wander now. And it's like, whoever talks to me, it's like, you're part of the journey. You're along for the ride. There's nothing worse than someone, you're talking to someone and all they want to talk about or all they, you know, are focusing on is like one specific thing. Like they're just talking about, I don't know, fucking tables. They're just obsessed with tables. It's not the most boring thing I think of, but even let's go like, okay, something I'm into, fantasy. Let's just imagine we're talking about fantasy football for like 3 hours. You're like, oh my God, dude, like we get it. Like your fucking tight end let you down. I'm sorry, your defense that you streamed because you can't pick one. I'm sorry they didn't score a defensive touchdown, which you can't predict. Saws. Oh, man. The Lions let me down. You know what let you down? The hobby you chose. Got him. And I play it. I'm playing this fucking ridiculous sport. Mm-hmm. I'm losing. I'm only playing in two leagues. I reduced it. Like, let me just reduce it, make it simpler. I'm like basically in second last place in one, and another one, I'm just, you know, just clawing. Just clawing multiple games below 500. It's like, whatever. I don't even care anymore. the guy I'm going against had a player and his player scored a touchdown. It was like right away, you know, it's hard enough to predict a touchdown. It's already super random. And there's four quarters. So there's a lot of time for it to happen. And it just happened like right away. And I'm like, yeah, that's my year. Whoever I play against, career games for everyone. And like, well, what about Danny?
Christian McCaffrey injured.
Yeah, Christian McCaffrey injured. Oh, what happened to your wide receiver? Questionable, hammy. Well, what about that young upstart that I was all excited about that's in my flex? What did he do? Two catches, 19 yards. Ooh. What did my tight end that I traded up to get and gave up a really good player? What's he doing? 25 yards, three catches. Another ho-hum game. Oh, well, at least I didn't have the worst week out of everyone. Oh, I did. This is the lowest scoring person out of everyone. Should I have a lot of optimism going forward? I shouldn't. It turns out when you lose way more games than you win and your team isn't scoring a lot, and it's just getting worse and more injured. You're just getting more hurt. You're like watching a gladiator. He's just like breaking down. Now his both arms are broken.
You're not even going to be able to fill your lineup.
Right now I didn't. I had two spots empty. And I've been playing this now for, I feel like, 20 years. The few years that I've won.
You're a pioneer in fantasy, yeah.
Yeah, all my friends are like, oh, man, it's so fun. I know I like this and that. I'm like, dude, I've been playing this since, like, look at Adrian Peterson was a rookie. He's like going to be in the Hall of Fame soon. Yeah. So,
he's going to be doing Papa John's commercials.
Yeah, exactly. He's going to be doing, yeah, right. With Shaq Diesel. Shaq Daddy. My buddy Adrian.
Yeah, Shaq-a-roni pizza is a slam dunk.
It's a slam dunk. You can eat it all day, right? You can eat this all day, Adrian. Adrian's nickname's all day. So you have to understand that to get the joke. And now you get the joke. So now you can all laugh with me. No, let's all laugh. Ha, 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 ha. No, I am not holding him hostage. No, I'm not holding you hostage. And you know what? I gave him the shakaroni and cheese.
Shakaroni and cheese.
I'm looking for another sponsor. Kraft. But don't call it Kraft. Call it Shaft. Okay, Shaq. Now you're just stretching. You're not even trying to make it rhyme. Oh, am I? Well, have you seen Shaq Sam? Not a terrible movie that you're... No.
You should just redo it. You should just make it like you know, like Bad Boys. They just keep doing it. Yeah. You should make Shazam too.
Shaq
and,
Sam.
Yeah, Shaq Sam. And yeah, that's it.
And lean into it. Lean into how stupid it is. Just be like, yeah, this is the dumbest thing ever. And then somehow get like Cat Williams and Kevin Hart in it. And they just like riff on you the whole time. And then all of a sudden, you know, like Cat Williams shows up. Like, he's looking like a walrus.
he's sitting here looking like a walrus, talking about how he ain't in no movies.
Oh, he ain't no movie star.
He ain't no movie star.
While his arms looking like this, like a walrus.
He can't even get his feet on the ground.
So good. That was so good. People were saying Shannon Sharpe had no idea what he was in for that day. He just thought he's bringing in some former comedian. It's like, no. This is
you are in for a ride, buddy.
You brought in an assassin. So you invited into your tea party. This will be fun. We'll sip some cognac and talk some stuff. It's like,
that'll make it more mellow. Yeah.
It's like, you've given Rambo like a fucking like a strap of ammo. Like, yeah, let's see if he goes out for revenge. It's like, of course he's gonna go out. This is all this guy does. This is a professional. And he's a lethal one too. He just What were you gonna say? I totally cut you off.
Oh, I was gonna say Shannon. I saw some like clip of like some interviews he's done recently, and it's like it's all like it's not even like they were hostile. It's more like, it's not he was hostile then. It's more like they came in with like an kind of an attitude, and he's like, "Yo, I'm just asking you a question." He's just he's, you know, he's not like this, like, I'm gonna get you. He's yeah. just, you know, he's really like, hey, what do you want from me? I'm just sitting here. We're talking. And it was like three different people. And it's like, oh my God, I can imagine. He's like, man, I thought this was going to be a simple job. You just, you know, you sit around, you kind of talk to people, sip some cognac. And it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Like, you're like, nah, yeah. dude, people are going to unleash anyway. Moving on. Okay, so
I got to do with my orange. Yeah. Let me find my orange first. I hope I didn't drop it. I bet I dropped it. Where the fuck did I put my orange? It's like right here.
It didn't fall in the chair.
Oh, it did fall. Fucking Christ.
But you don't eat the skin.
Yeah. That's true.
Who cares? I'm sure it's touched worse. I'm sure some guy, he fondled that thing, that poor orange. Some guy, as he blesses him with like his nutsack, he goes, and you're clean. Then you put it in your fridge to make your paella. Incoming hard transition. This is going to be more of a rant than a topic, but. Are you ready for my rant? So, as I've told you, I'm a crypto bro. I know everyone's favorite topic, crypto. Fuck off. I don't care. I got a new crypto wallet, and I set it to Bitcoin only.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a 12-word. There's a 12-word backup set by default on this device, right? It's a crypto wallet. A crypto wallet storing digital currency that I have no real idea how it works.
I get that.
You know, if you ask me to look at a Bitcoin algorithm and wanted me to break it down, like, I don't even know what an algorithm is, let alone Bitcoin. Want me to break down an algorithm? I think it's a way for AI to track you and show Instagram models and Carl's Jr. ads. That's what.
Yeah.
AI is in algorithms, right?
that is the number one usage of AI in algorithms is showing you.
That's all I get is food and Instagram models. I feel targeted, Meta. So my USB device is holding not just a 12-word backup, right? It can do a 24-word backup. So it's on a USB drive being accessed by a PIN number to send and receive digital currency that I don't think anyone fucking understands. And my device is telling me that my 24-word backup is legacy. It's saying legacy backup types. 24 word. Are you kidding me? Is everything moving at the fucking speed of fucking light?
Mm-hmm.
Legacy?
No, you know what they want? They want you to do biometrics is what they want.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Scan that retina.
They want that retina scan.
Yeah. Give us that
retina. That ain't legacy. That's brand new. Fresh off the shelf. Give us your fucking DNA.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, you prick that blood for that diabetes. Give us your blood. Dude, crypto, no one even understands this shit. I mean, the root word cryptography, it's literally the process of hiding or coding information. Mm-hmm. And now we have coded and hid it in a way where no one understands the language to decipher it. No one gets how dangerous this is. Or maybe no one cares, right?
To the moon. I think the best part though is that you can't buy anything with it.
Yet. Until the US has enough invested in it and they're like, everything you could buy on Amazon, you could buy with crypto if it's Bitcoin.
Yep. We're switching. Yeah, that's gonna be a scary time. It's like, yeah, we're switching. So, yeah, I don't want to. Yeah, man. Now I want to jump on the crypto bandwagon.
It's a hedge against its own bullshit. They're like, yeah, this is can't we can't sustain this. We're going to inflate this pig until it bursts with the military, and then we'll just start over a new economy that'll be a crypto, and it'll be backed by Bitcoin, which is what we're pumping our money into, which is going to be inflated to the point where it's going to be worth wallpaper, like in Germany, like in Weimar. It's going to be that all over again. Good times. You know what I mean? I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah, I don't think he does get that. Regardless, sorry to end on such a Debbie Downer. Maybe we won't overinflate. Maybe these are all just words. And no one really understands the economy. Especially me, over here. Looking like a hippie walrus. Talk about how I believe in Bitcoin. Using big words like departmentalized and pacifically. Maybe don't take financial advice from someone who looks like they are two missed showers away from being unhoused. Which is just a fancy way of saying sans home. Maybe don't take financial advice from a guy who, oh, I don't know, has a squirrel brain and is currently staring at 12 different monitors worth of fantasy football and baseball stats and still finds a way to lose every week and puts actual meaning behind the wins and losses like it matters. And then I turn around and say something like, hedge the dollar. Our GDP to deficit ratio is unsustainable. Maybe me and Robert Kiyosaki are buying Bitcoin for a reason. And then turn back around and order a burrito on DoorDash. Stuffed with a chili relleno. Ooh, chili relleno. Oh. Chili relleno. I'll be right back. Thanks again for listening on our journey to the maroon.
When we die, who's gonna cry? Does anybody say goodbye? Does anybody ride? Who's gonna funk with me down the way? 100 bar episode by your boy the train, aka the philosopher, building back the tracks back to back to back.
I'm going to get a burrito. Hungry.